If I can get through this sneezing fit, we will have an amazing need to know.
Aw, do you have allergies today? Is that what it is? Or are you getting sick?
I think I'm allergic to you, Mackenzie.
Aw, but it's just today. I've been here all week. Today.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. When I sneeze, I do it like 6 times. I think it's good luck or...
That is lucky.
There's a sinus problem. Who knows? No, I feel fine, but I'm going to do my best, guys, to be professional.
We used to say the more you sneeze, the sexier you are. So if you get like 6 or 7 sneezes, boom.
All right. I do that same thing, but it's with alcohol. The more, the sexier I am. A 7-year-old boy in India currently has 21 teeth. That's not a really big story. The fact that he used to have 526.
What?
Is the story. The boy got treatment for pain and swelling in his lower right jaw. An x-ray showed a teeth-filled sac. That just sounds wonderful.
Ew.
It was kind of like a balloon with small pieces inside. They had 4 hours of surgery. They took out the 7-ounce sac of teeth that was removed. The unusual condition, they say, could be genetic or it could have been from environmental factors. I wonder what that would have been.
I actually knew a girl. Is this like common who had like the same thing? That's so weird.
Wait, a sac of teeth
in her stomach or something
what
weird.
What the heck?
I thought she was making that up.
Sure it wasn't like a kidney stone or something?
She's like, no, there is like a thing of teeth.
Fun fact.
I don't think this is fun, but go. I'll buy it.
I have 4 less teeth than everyone. I got 4 permanent teeth removed when I was in the 5th grade.
Do you have wisdom teeth?
No, I got those removed as well when I was 18.
Oh, I believe that.
I was born without them too. I was born without wisdom teeth.
You were?
I'm so lucky. So I never had to have them removed.
I had to have them removed. Not that bad. No dry socket for me.
Do you know Freddie Mercury had extra teeth and then he didn't want them to be pushed back or taken out because he thought it would affect his sound?
Yes, I
Queen.
Knew. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I saw that in an interview.
Teeth fun facts.
I saw that movie. There we go.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget on Tuesday we do Teeth Tuesday. So join us for that.
It's exciting.
Okay, does anybody here actually have a swimming pool or at least access to one? Because I don't.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, thanks for never inviting me over. You two suck.
Oodles of pools available.
Okay, well, if you don't have access like Porkchop and I, you're in luck. And if you really want to go swimming, there's an app and a service called Swimply. I think I'm saying it correctly. Swimply. Kind of like Simply, but Swimply. It's an Airbnb-like service that lets property owners rent out their pools by the hour to people. Pools range from $25 to $150 an hour. I was looking. This is in Indiana, and it's in Texas. I was looking in Indianapolis and in Houston. The one in Indianapolis, Indiana, $150. This looks like a professional pool. It has everything. It's got the basketball hoop. It's got volleyball.
Ooh.
It's got all the things I need in my life.
So fun.
Yeah, it's dope. There's also more luxurious options like hot tubs and saltwater pools.
Ooh,
and some
yeah.
people even give like amenities like, hey, you can use our grill or our fire pit.
Nice.
20 states is out there. We'll put that up on the Need to Know News blog if you want to check it out. Or if you want to be a friend on like Mackenzie and Live the Web Girl and invite Porkchop and I over, don't worry. We'll swim with our shirts on if that's what it takes. Hey, Porkchop, dude. Guess what? Your car made the news.
What?
Did you see that?
Like my specific car or just the brand?
The brand that you drive. The most stolen new car in the U.S.
No.
is a Dodge Charger with a Hemi engine.
You have a Charger?
Yeah.
I didn't know that about
for
you.
For 12 years.
Oh, you have one?
For 12 long years, I've
known
driven
it forever. I never knew that.
He posts about it all the time.
Well, yep. I knew you had troubles sometimes with cars.
Yeah.
I think he still does. Have you been inside of it? Yes.
Well, I know a guy if you ever want to get a new one.
I fixed my alternator by myself last week.
What?
Yeah, pictures
wow.
to prove it.
Okay.
Mm, there you go.
I'm impressed.
Several pickups made the list, including the Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra. Electric vehicles are the least stolen, so don't worry about that. are among it, at least. But the 4-door BMW 3 Series sedan, they say, is the car least likely to be stolen. That blows my mind. Wouldn't somebody want to steal a BMW?
Yeah.
I'd rather be in a BMW than a Prius.
Yeah, but they might think that that's more obvious.
Right.
Like it's a Charger stinked. Is not like a more obvious stolen car.
Okay. Hey, yeah. Liv, as a millennial, are you in debt?
I mean, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, is it because of this? They're saying millennials are now going into debt just to attend music festivals.
Oh.
No, but I 1,000% believe that. I have so many friends that went to music festivals.
That's what they're called, because all the bills
you get.
And now
their credit card bills are out of the world.
I like that they're spending it on experiences, though. I think that's cool. My cousin's 22. He lives in Manhattan. He just went to Tomorrowland. Like, he goes to all of the cool festivals.
Nice.
But, like, same thing. Now he's, like, struggle bus. Like, it's a great time. And then you get home. And you're like, oh, shoot.
Right now, I'm considering going to the Greece Yacht Week. They take out $200 a month for, like, an entire year to afford it.
Oh, my
And
God.
All my friends are going. And I'm really... considering it.
I feel like you're going to have FOMO if you don't go.
I know. See, that's what I think, too.
And I feel like everything you have will be repossessed if you go.
Probably.
True.
But at least you got to go. Yeah, 45% of all Americans said they've been to a concert in the past year, which that makes sense. But one in four people say they're still paying for it. 80% of people also bought food, and there's 46% that got a hotel, bought merchandise, bought plane tickets. I mean, all those things add up to going to the festival. I'm the cheapest guy in the world. If I can't get it through the radio station, I'm not going.
Here's my thing, too. When I'm intoxicated, I'm like 99% more likely to buy merch.
Oh, of course.
So I'm sure all those people were intoxicated and they bought a ton of merch.
I'm a lightweight, so I only have like two drinks. Yeah. But then I'm like, oh, then I want to buy everybody drinks. So that's a problem.
Well, okay, then let's go to a concert, Mackenzie. That's because I will buy my own ticket. A few more stories here for Joe's Need to Know News. It's National Mustard Day tomorrow. And we talked about this. French has created a mustard ice cream for the holiday, which they'll serve tomorrow in New York City and L.A. So nothing for us guys.
But I would try that. It sounds so weird, but if you dip a little like pretzel bite, I would.
Okay. That is disgusting, Mackenzie.
I would totally
I love
try
mustard,
it.
But not in my
not
ice cream.
Not ketchup ice cream.
That's like
but
when
mustard.
My wife Lindsay made ice cream. She made this Jenny's ice cream book thing. She made celery ice cream. I don't even like celery, but the fact like that she put it in ice cream made it even worse. She ruined both for me.
I had Yo-Yo Nana's once, and it was like fruit-made ice cream. That was good.
Well, yum. Now Oscar Mayer is now hopping in there. They fired back. They have their own mustard ice cream, and they're also going to be selling, get this, this is a big reason why I brought it up. They're going to be selling ice cream sandwiches made with a hot dog-infused ice cream with real bits of candied hot dogs served along spicy mustard ice cream. And the buns, they're made out of cookies, so that's at least good.
Meat, ice cream, no thanks.
The ice dog sandwiches are coming out later this month.
Oh.
Are we in for the ice dog sandwich?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Pass.
And today, if you like to drink beer, celebrate. It's International Beer Day.
Woo-hoo! Cheers.
Yeah.
All right. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now.